have not.
No favor, no
In the 7 days of Sukkot, we have to eat in the Sukkot. But what we have to eat in the Sukkot is only if it is bread or medeines, achilas kva. What means achilas kva? When you eat more than a kebaya, which is about 2.5 ounces. If you eat less than that, you are not supposed to eat your din, you are not supposed to eat it in the Sukkah. We eat even less than that in the Sukkah, but this is only a Hidur. In the Halacha, the Ikar din, we don't have to eat it in the Sukkah. Even though we ate a kezayis, when we eat a kezayis of bread, we have to make a mitzvah in Oretz. And then after we eat, we have to bench, the whole benching. So it's a choshev achille. But still, it is not considered as achilas kva in order not to be allowed to eat it mehut pasukis. Even if you eat more than a kezayis, you eat a kegregis. Kegregis means a fig, which is larger than a kezayis. The kegregis we need when we're making erev on bread, the shear is that it should have a kegregis. It should be somewhat more kosher than a regular kezayis that we need for benching. But still, even if you eat a size of a fig, it's still not considered as achilas kva. It's still achilas arai, and you are allowed to eat it mechutz l'sukkah. Even if we eat a larger shear, which is a shear of kekoseves, like a big date, we just yesterday had in Kippur. In Kippur Minaseri, you're not allowed to eat. If you eat, you're chayev. What is the shear not to eat in Kippur? We learned in Shulchan Aruch that it is a kiseves. Because for not eating in Kippur, we need a size that is miyashev daite, makes me feel comfortable, relaxed. So a kezayis is not enough for that. Even a kegregis is not enough. Only a kiseves, which is a big date. But still, even if you eat this shear, you're still not supposed to eat it in the sukkah. You could eat it in kutzu sukkah. It is still not considered achilas kva. But even more than that, I eat a whole kebeta, which is a larger shear. What shear is for kebeta? The din is that before we eat bread, we have to wash. But if you wash and you eat bread less than a kebeta, we shall not pay on the filas yedoyim. Even though we eat more than a kezayis, and we eat more than a kegregis, and more than a kiseres, but it is less than a kebeta. So some people say that you do not have to wash on that, and therefore, we do not say al nefilas yadayim unless we eat 2 kezeisim of bread, which is a shear of a kebeta. The reason why a kebeta is chayv in nefilas yadayim with a brocha is because nefilas yadayim is for the reason of tumah. It could become tomei. And the shear for Tumas Eichlin to be metame is just a kebeitze, not the kezayis, not the kegregis, not the kekeseves. Why they say? Because a person usually could fit in a whole kibbutz in his mouth. So that fills up his mouth. And if it's so much, it's mekabel tumah. Less than that, it's not mekabel tumah. No, metam is an andre. Yes. Metam is an andre is all halt. It's a Mishnah.
Yeah.
Mekabel the name. No, not that here. I have gesagt, mekabel chofer, gesagt, metam is an andre. It's better than that. For the reason, gesagt, mekabel tumah. So, metam is an andre. But the bottom line is that if one eats a suda which is less than a kezayis, he has to say amitim lechem in oretz, he doesn't have to bench. If he eats more than a kezayis and less than a kebesa, he has to bench too. But when he is washing, he shall not say on the filasidurim. When he eats a whole kebesa, he has to wash and say on the filasidurim, and say a little lechem in oretz, and bench. But he could still eat it with hut and sukkah. It is not considered a chilas kva, unless it is larger than a kebetza. Doesn't say exactly how much larger, but it's a little larger. A kebetza is about 2 ounces, not always the same, but in general it's about that. So it has to be a little bit more. Practical terms is a size of a bread that is the size of a big egg, of a regular egg.
One
slice sometimes is more, sometimes is less. But there are breads that have holes in it. So these holes are not measured in the kebetza. But if it is soft, it is still measured. So if that's why we have always a problem with the matzah, because the matzah is very tight and not soft. So in order to eat the whole kezayis, we need a lot of matzah. But if it is soft, mezenas or bread, the size of an egg is enough. But not to consider the holes that are there, they are not measured. But whatever is just soft and not whole is measured. That's why I didn't go into detail, but that's in general the term.
The whole egg around,
or like a whole egg? Yes, the whole egg. Which is raised the head first. It's already definitely.
You roll around the egg.
No,
it has to be the size of a full egg.
Fit
into the eggshell. No, we go with the value. I'm not sure it's clear as you say. It doesn't say that. No, it doesn't. It just says that the holes are not considered. No. It's they take out the air, but not if it's soft, it's considered. But if there is holes, you don't consider it. So you don't have to squeeze it. You don't have to really squeeze it. But the question comes, we are now learning Hilchos Sukkah. And we do not eat Mechut Lesukah, even not a little bit. So why is it important all what we have discussed till now? And the reason is because although we eat even in less than the shear in Sukah, but we do not say a brocha or a leisha basukah unless we eat the shear. So if on Sukkah we decide to wash and eat, and we eat bread less, 2 kezeitim or less, we do not say on it leisha basukah. Until today, if it is less than 2, by a kebetza, you are high in kilosidayim, and by kebetza, you are potter from sukkah. That I don't know. That's how the din is always attached to Mindai. And Gemara says that as much as you could fill in the mouth is not considered a kvas. So therefore, Gemara says, the Mephos can explain that a kebeite is potter from sukkah, only more than a kebeite. The filet dain is a kebeite. That's the difference. So I don't know how much it is a difference. That's why I mentioned before, like 2.5 ounces and that 2 ounces. But I don't know. But in general, that's the idea. If we eat in sukkah less than a kezayis, we don't have to bench. If we eat more than a kezayis, we have to bench, but we don't have to pay on kezayim and not leshiva sukkah. If we eat a kebeite, we have to wash, pay on kezayim, and amesi, and benching, but not leshiva sukkah. If we eat more than two kezayim, then we have to say leshiva sukkah also. It's negeya. More than two kezayim. A kebeite is two kezayim. So if you eat more than two kezayim, it's considered achilas tva. It's negeya. Some people are doing nisoyim, so they're having their mobile sukkah, and the people are coming in, so they're benching with them their lulav, and then they give them a piece of cake to say leshiva sukkah. So they have to give them a nice piece of cake that has the size of an egg, more than the size of an egg, which is more than the kebeite, more than two kebeite. Otherwise, you cannot say. Make it make
the
very
thing. If you eat a cracker, you shouldn't make a leshiva sukkah.
Correct. Correct. That's right.
How many crackers make a...
I don't know. No, Lamit has a kezayis. And that is 2.5 times how much you need for benching and how much you have to use for leshiva sukkah. I don't know. That's all for eating. And for eating, when we speak about eating, we speak about bread or mezeinah, the shiur of achilas tva. If we eat fruit, we can eat a whole bunch, but we don't have to say leshiva sukkah. We eat in sukkah, which is just a hidur, but in din you don't have to eat in sukkah, so we don't say on fruit leshiva sukkah. Now, how's about wine?
Diamine
doesn't make any difference. Never. Only mezeinah or bread. But now let's discuss wine. So, we'll get to Avdola. So, first let's see Sifyut Beis. Muta lishtit kol amaskim chut lasuki afilu yayin, afilu sheitze yeisan revis. Kol amachmer alaf meishelu lishtit chut lasuki afilu mayim arizim mishubach. But when you drink wine, as much as you drink, you do not have to drink it in sukkah. It's not considered a shiur kva, even if you drink a lot, and you don't have to eat in sukkah. So if we drink wine, we don't have to say leshiva sukkah. So we'll discuss now Kiddush and Abdullah and Fabringen and how the din and how the minute. Then it says, "Bamed bong meumurim kesheish derech aray, avolim kiveya atme lishtis yain, ishar maskim shederech mikveya leishodo." As if it's a mask that you make a forbring on it. So that's the kvis. You sit down to forbring. Then theoretically, you have to say leshiva sukkah because this is kvis. So bread is always a kvis if you eat a amount, but by wine you could drink a lot. It's not called kvis unless you sit down to forbring on it. So when we sit for drink, we have to say leshiva sukkah and the wine. But it is not so. Why? אבל אין צריך רשב בסוכו. לפי שהשפיע תלו להכיל לו וברכת רשב בסוכו שבירך המכיל לצחריס בטרף הסוכו. אפילו שאיסר even later. Wine, if you drink it in a form that it's a kvier sudo, like a verwengen, it's chayes bebrocha. But only if you drink it in a suke that you not your suke and you didn't eat anything in that day and you are not going to eat later, a few hours later in that suke. If a few hours later you are going to have a meal there and you'll say a little bit of suke on the Venus, then a few hours earlier that you drink wine, you shall not say a broch on the wine. Because she is always bottled to the Achille. I said already a little bit of suke on this suke today, so then I cannot say on wine. So the only way we shall... That's not for a chadash. I didn't eat yet. I will eat in... Not even after this. I will eat in 3 hours from now. And now I eat. So there is a heter hadas and a few hours away and I didn't eat yet. Still, there is a din that here you cannot make a lake of a sukkah because it's always bottled to everything I ate here these days.
What I ate today?
I don't know, maybe. It doesn't say, but it says the day.
So probably
like that. Yes.
What does he eat?
No, could be from skier to skier. It was the way it was like the Shabbos. I don't think so because he doesn't mention that.
You think about the middle of the day?
No, speaking about says only if it's the next day. He doesn't say what next day means, but says next day. So therefore, in order to say a brocha on wine, it has to be a few times. You have to not just drink it, like. How many some people drink a cup of wine for Simchas Yontov? So, Ravis, that says clearly it's not called clear, you don't have, you could do it with a tussle. So that's why there's no book. Even if you sit down to have a drink, so you make a clear out of it, a mashion or wine, then it's still bottled to anything that I ate that day. Only if you go to your friend's house to have a and over there you drink a revis. And over there you're not eating, your verbeißen is only fruit. Because if you eat verbeißen in the Venus, you have to say about it. But if the verbeißen is fruit, and you sit there for brain, and you don't eat in that suke a whole day, then, theoretically, you could say a broche. But still, not everyone agrees to that. And therefore, it's better not to say a broche, even then. The last paragraph of this of So together with the seeding that was here, but even then he finishes that you should not say a bracha in the last paragraph of this verse. Mikol mokein, lefi shiyesh mefastikim al brocha zu, lochein nochen adobo, shalei nikveya etasu bishti, rak basuka shorachal bo ayin, ubir bo leisha basuka, because not everyone agrees that you should say a leisha basuka, even if you keep veya on the one, even if you keep veya in somebody else's house, still some people say that, some persons say that you shouldn't say a brocha, and therefore it's better to avoid. To avoid drinking there, to verbringen dort und trinken und nicht verbeißen mit Venus. So, avoid it. Nein, don't jump back again. Nein, eat jump back again. No, you should eat only there. The den, certainly you don't have to stay a bracha.
So then, yeah.
Never. Don't. The only way that some people say that you should say a bocher is only in somebody else's house, and only if it is a Havangan. But some people say that even then you shouldn't say. So avoid saying a bocher on vine. And if you don't want to get into trouble, if in your house, then there is no question that you don't have to say a bocher. I don't know, because the time here, the time you need for the kedayis, but the rest of the time is the longer it is, it's better for the sukkah. It's more clear. So there's a problem. There's not a problem here.
Oh, so yeah.
Yes. That for drinking wine by a chabrengen or for the shincha, shincha chonta. But how is it when we say kiddush? So when we say kiddush, that we see here in Tov Reishon and Gimel in Sif Aleph, say that kiddush b'leil Aleph shel Sukkah. The children of our Halayayin, the Hakahim of Kidushayin, the Hakahim of our Leisheva Sukkah. But this Leisheva Sukkah is not on the wine, because we already learned that we do not say a bocha on the wine in any case. Even if it's a kvir, even if it's an action in your house, such as the Kiddush, you usually do it in your house, and you are going to eat bread there, so you don't say it on the wine. So why do we say it in Kiddush? The only reason I did explain it further, that I didn't quote here, that Ein Kiddush Elo B'Motzei Seudo. So the Kiddush is the beginning of the Seudo. So we want to say the bracha in the beginning of the Seudo. We don't want to wait till we take the bread in the house, in the hand. Aber mi mach doch. But the Baldin vine is in that hole of the Sude, can you remember that hole of the Sude? Give me promise. In the past, that's why it says in the next year, that this minute that we say in Lake of Asukum in the Kiddush is only at night, not in the day. We do, but that's not what it says in Shulam. We do, Sal Minak. It's a Gemara, give a book, you see, the Gimel, book. Good, but good. It's that sitting from the Shulchan Aruch, and it can be zogt im Wein. If man nimmt im Wein, dann wir bald reden, wie unser Minig ist beendet. So we'll get to it. But first, let us see what Chen Shulchan Aruch. That when you take Kiddush, at night, you say before Kiddush, because it's the beginning of the Sudan, that's a long bracha, so we want to say it right away, because there's a special bracha. The day Kiddush is not such a din, it's a minhag. Gemara brought a minhag, because we don't say a special bracha, we say only bear by God, we could say it anywhere. It's not that part of the Sudan as at night. And therefore, when you say it in the day, call that the Leil Yontef, the Leil Shabbos, yes, but it's Kiddush Ayin. You take the long book of the Kiddush. Like I was saying, Birkat HaSudah is the Kiddush Ayin. I will be charged for this, that you don't think book, it's just the Beir HaPragofen. So even though it's the beginning of the Sudah, who says that you have to do it now, you're still not high, you're still not eating bread. So wait with the book of Kiddush Ayin, and I'll make it like a minority. Amen, it later was to see the mysterious case. Let me just tell you, listen, Brocha Zula Achilo. She is the Ikemitus Shalom of Ochen. But we say it before. But it's not a problem in Halacha to say it before. That's the meaning. As it says, Shalom, that we say it after. But after all, it's the beginning of the Sudah. So I could say it's the beginning of the Sudah. I say it on the bread that I eat later. But now I'm starting the Sudah. So I'm saying it now. There's no problem in the Halacha. Now we'll get to the main problem, which is the Abdullah. And if you say that there is a minhag, it starts from Abdullah. And we'll discuss what the minhag is there. First, let's see the din of Abdullah. Let's say, back to Tokhish Lamentech Yisbov, the first time. Hamavdil ala keis צריך להכניס לסוכו להבדל שום. שהרי בשאר ימי ששון אני נכנס לביתו להבדל שום, so therefore, when you go to make Abdullah, you should say, you should do it in Sukkah. It doesn't say that you have to say Aleh Shabbat Sukkah on it. And we already learned that you don't say Aleh Shabbat Sukkah on wine. And even when the wine is a part of the Sukkah, so if it's at night, we say it because we want to say it together with the big book. But in the morning, even if we're eating the whole Sukkah, but the wine is not something that is making me a bother. Leishabat Sukkah. So if the Kiddush you don't have to say Leishabat Sukkah and the wine, so wine should be Havdolah less other, different than the Kiddush. The wine of the Kiddush itself does not require a Leishabat Sukkah. Even if you would sit down and having milk, beer, sugar, you still don't, because you eat this day, you eat in this sugar and bread. So that bread is patterning the wine. So you do not have to say about the wine. So it doesn't matter, but you're still, but when we discuss it from the end
until
you go to sleep. It doesn't say that you're changing. So it doesn't say it passes it from sleeping to sleeping. Because that's the dinner. So then that's what it says before. Even if you eat in the day, you will eat in 3 hours from now. Also you cannot say a bracha on it now. That's what we just learned. So therefore there is a problem with Abdullah. We may have to say Leisha, Basuki and Abdullah. But as we learned here, that on Kiddush, you're not saying it. Only by night, because it becomes part of, but otherwise in the day, you don't say it. Because on the wine, you cannot say, even if it's the clear that you say Kiddush on it. The only way that you could, according to Tandeh, is only if you go to another sukkah. And over there, you sit down to have a break in the street a long time. And you're not going to provide your Venus. And then, some person can say that you should, and some person can say that you shouldn't. But an Abdullah, according to what it looks from Shulchan Aruch, we cannot say on wine, not for Kiddush. So why should we say Abdullah? Enoch Hanabi says in the beginning that you should go to the Sukkah, do it. Because usually you do it to the Sukkah. But he's not saying about the Bracha. But we are still saying the Bracha. And Leisha Basuka and Abdullah. So let's see, that's our minhag, and let's see when it started, and how it started, and then we'll see how the first time the whole thing came up was when the Rebbe was still in Riga, and he was by the Friedrich Rebbe, and he made Abdullah. And the Friedrich Rebbe told him, say Leishabat Sukkah. So he said Leishabat Sukkah. But he was wondering. Yeah. He didn't learn that in Shulchan Aruch. So he was wondering why the Friedrich Rebbe told him Leishabat Sukkah. So he writes in the Rishimet, the Rebbe told me to Leishabat Sukkah. But right after Havdolah, I sat down for the meal. So could be that is the reason. Which means that although we learn that even if you make Kiddush, but still you shouldn't say it before, but you should say it after, but we are the egg that we say it right from the beginning. So, here the Rebbe writes, maybe that was the reason he considered that this is the beginning, and that's why he so wanted me to tell the place was to be right by the Abdullah, because I was eating later. Although, there is a basic difference between Abdullah and Kiddush. Kiddush is part of the Sukkah. Abdullah is not part of the Sukkah. Therefore, when you make Kiddush, usually when you drink something before you wash, you have to bench on it. The benching doesn't go on that, unless it becomes part of the Sukkah. By Kiddush, we never say Alagefen on the wine of the Kiddush. Why? Because it becomes part of the Sukkah. Why is it part of the Suda? Because the Kiddush is Erev Mokar Suda. So it becomes part of it. So therefore, when you say it later, the benching, it goes on the wine of the Kiddush too. But if we're having a meal, Esther Abdullah, and we said on Be'er Pri Hagofen, we cannot rely on benching. We have to say Pir Tama Gefen. And then we're going to wash on the bread. And then we eat the meal, and the benching goes only on benching. That means bench, Peter Shemin Zodin, Allah Michio, Allah Kalkolo, Allah Gevers, Allah Gevers. But in benching, you cannot say that. And since you cannot say that, you are supposed to say Allah Gevers before you bench. Because if you benched already, there is a machlesh of the silence. What?
Before
or before you wash, or before you bench. It doesn't really matter. The terasud you could, not the terasud you can, because that will cause problems with the second day, but it could be after the suda, before benching. Or?
Name?
But the parents in the Delhi of the Sukha, I think, if you make a regulation of the Sukha, you're not going out of the Sukha, so certainly. Yeah. But the Leishah Vasukha, he was wondering. No, certainly not. Never. If you don't go out of the Sukha, you never said that. The only the time when you have to say two Leishah Vasukha, excuse me, it happens very often, that you eat in the Sukha in 770, and you say Elisha Vasukha, and then it's too clashing, and you go to the other side of the bridge. That's considered the second Sukha, and the halacha is, even if you have two Sukhas, one near the other, but there are two different Sukhas, and you say Elisha Vasukha in one Sukha, and then you go into the second Sukha, and even though that you don't have to say another Elisha Vasukha, or you don't have to say another Beretrim, but you have to say another Leishah Vasukha. As we discussed 2 weeks ago, that if you have a Sukha that is breaking off the middle, it's considered as two Sukha. So if you say in this side and then you go the other side of the bridge, you have to say another Leishah Vasukha. Yes, because it's another Sukha. It's another Sukha. The science, I'm not in charge of this question. The Rebbe writes that in the Rishimus, that maybe the Friedrich Rebbe told me to make Leishah Vasukha because he knew that I'm planning to eat a Suda right after the Abdullah. So I say I still don't understand it clear, because there is a problem with that. Because we have dealing that the Abdullah does not become part of the Suda. And even in Kiddush we do not say that we should rely on that later, only at night and not in the day. But still, we are meaning it's not against the halacha, because after all, you came into Sukha and you have plans to do more, so you say the halacha in the beginning. It's not a real problem. The real problem became when the Rebbe always by Havdolah in Shul of Mitzoy Shabbos Halamei Sukha, the Rebbe says, say Leishah Vasukha. What? Yes. Several times. And that, so when they ate in the big Sukha, maybe they planned to eat right after, but probably they did not eat right after. So the Leishah Vasukha goes on the Sukha, only on the Abdullah. And especially the last years, when they dumped downstairs, so they built a special little Sukha by the window, which is built special for Abdullah. So they didn't need anything else there. For Rabbi Keller. For my brother-in-law, who is speaking Canadian. So the whole Leishah Vasukha goes only No, not in the downstairs. That was upstairs. Yeah, I think the last couple of years was downstairs, near the window. Yeah, that's what they built for you. Yeah. So actually, when the Rebbe says to do it, it's already a softened. Because when the Friedrich Rebbe told him, he didn't understand that in a right, maybe because I ate right after. But then he said to say it in any case. So we do so.
To whom did he say that?
A few times. Whoever made that dollar. If he didn't say, he would stop and say it in Yeshiva Sukkah. Several times.
So the town, but the dollar, they are not, you don't have actual business of the good economy. Abdullah is to make without any connection.
Right. 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 So the question is, so why do we say Leishim HaSukkah? As we understand from here, that in any case, there is nowhere we should stook. Although it's in general that we should read in Sukkah, but doesn't say about it. So exactly to explain how it fits into Shulchan Aruch, you have to really understand it. I don't know exactly how. And therefore, actually, in my house, always, I prepare Zainus to eat right after Abdullah, and then I say, Allah, Michel, Allah, Kokol, Allah, Gevin, Allah, Kokol, Allah, Gevin. But, maybe, I don't know. But the fact is, I don't know, but the fact is, what? Maybe Shafras, I just explained how it is that it's hard to understand exactly how to do it. Yes. Okay. We'll get to that. Always when you eat as much as you want fruit, you don't have to say a bracha. Don't you just eat? Why is it not considered teal? Because teal means something more. As we mentioned before, when we sit by a Havangan a long time. But it speaks about teal means Havangan. Yes. But when he says teal, he means Havangan there. So by Havangan itself, it takes a minute, and that's it. So I don't know. So that's a question of its culture, if it's better to do it, even though we don't really understand how it fits, or to do it in a way that the Rebbe himself wrote that maybe that was the reason. But let's go to the next page. What? Yeah. No, never. Never. Only when you... It doesn't require, because it's not really part of the Suda.
Right.
You have Avayin, you also not. Only when you say Kiddush at night, that Eil the Kiddush Elab Magna Suda. If you didn't eat the Suda, the wine, you wasn't allowed to drink the wine. Because you're not allowed to drink before Kiddush. So that becomes part of the Suda, then you could. Otherwise you can't. But let's go to the next page. That's for eating, drinking wine. We're saying the Leish of Sukkot when it's raining too. And the Jonah says that if it's raining, you're not supposed to eat in Sukkot. Not only you're not Nechuyah, but it says better don't try, because if you don't care and you eat anyways, you are only a hedyot. You are just a simple man. You're not really, because so we still eat in Sukkot and we say a bracha. So some poskim say that you shouldn't say a bracha when you eat in Sukkah. The Hebrew of eating in the Sukkah when it's raining was already hundreds of years ago. And the Bekeesh of the Chidor, right, that some people say, for me it's not far, and I want to eat here and I want to say a bracha. He brings down. Then what? Don't see this yet. But he says, no, no way. It's not Mirat Uchuyev, you can say a bocher. Yes. You do say a bocher on that. But the difference between that, we can understand much easier than Havdolah. Why? Because when you eat a sukkah, when it's raining, you are eating your sukkah. But you are potter, because you have tzar. So you are potter, and you're still doing it. The halacha is that if you are potter from a mitzvah, and you want to do it, and you do it, you could say a bracha. That's why we have in Dinim of Tithes, a lady is not supposed to have Tithes, but if she wants to have Tithes, and she wants to say a bracha, she's allowed to.
And she goes to the sukkah, she eats later, she's potter.
But she could say a bracha. Even when you are potter, you are allowed to say later sukkah. Because you did the whole mitzvah. You just potter, you are potter. But you did the mitzvah, so you are allowed to say later sukkah. That's when you do the mitzvah, as it is the mitzvah. But we are speaking of now if wine is not cold drinking. So you didn't do the mitzvah potter. So then the question is, you don't have to say a bracha. But for saying when it's raining, then there is no real problem with that. They mentioned here about sleeping. Yes. We, in eating, we go all the way. And we don't eat in chutz sukkah even water. And even less than a shear. Everything in the sukkah. On the other hand, the sleeping, we don't sleep in the sukkah. And as we all know, the reason is, Mitzvah Rebbe explained, Shattah, Dikim Shlokin, Makif and Debime, and that's why we're not sleeping down. So people could may think that the halacha is that everyone was sleeping in a sukkah. And the Mitzvah Rebbe came and said, there's a beer in it, so that's why it stopped saying sleeping in a sukkah. That's not the fact. The fact is that people were not sleeping in the sukkah for many generations before Chassidus all started. Much before, hundreds of years before. And in Shulchan Aruch is brought that people are not sleeping in sukkah, and they're trying to understand why. So the Ramah, who was hundreds of years before the Baal Shem Tov, right? So why don't people sleep in the sukkah? And then he says, maybe, yes, if it's really cold, in the cold places, and cold days, so it's dark. So you're not supposed to sleep in the sukkah. Maybe. But people are not sleeping even when it's not cold, the Ramah says. And what's the reason for that? So let's see what the Alter Rebbe explains all this from the Ramah, what he brings. He says, good, very good. Some people. So we'll see soon. We will see soon what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Who sleeps in a sukkah, who doesn't. In Sifres, it says, Bemekemet hakarim sheyeshtar vishem besukkah, mahmatakeir, vehin lekorim uktoshes kiroi, ein tzorich vishem besukkah. Afilu yesh lekarim. He has, it's not so cold, he has a good bed, and he could put the good pillow in the blanket, and he could sleep there. Elohi eshali lohochin lech lohem mochim esukah lochol shivetim esukah. When I have a sukkah, I don't have space there for a bed. Yes, certainly I have space. I could take out at night, I'll take out the table, I'll take out the chair, I'll bring in the bed, I'll bring in the pillow with the blanket and I'll sleep there. No! You have space. You could take out the table and the chair and you have space for me, for a bed. But that's something else. You're right. But we're speaking now, he's speaking even when there is enough space. But the Ramah says even there is enough space. She'i actually lochin, because he has to take out from sukkah to tirche, and bring it back, and in the morning to take out the bed and bring back the table and bring back this. So therefore, ein tzarich mishim besukah shalom kol amistar v'shiva zasukah potem v'shiva zasukah. The din of sleeping in a sukah is when you have a large sukah, you have space for all. In generations ago, they didn't sleep on beds. They had a mat that they sat on it and ate on it and slept on it, so they didn't have a problem, so they could sleep in the sukkah. But if nowadays that we are usually sleeping on a bed and we're sitting on a chair, so at night we will have to take out the chair and the table and bring this in. So that's too hard, and it's also considered mitzvah. So even today it is considered mitzvah, and we are better from sleeping in the sukkah. That's what it says in Shul. No, hundreds of years before the Mishnah of Rebbe. But then it says, the Achsho, in Siftet, Nuagu Lohokir Beshino, She'en Yesheine Besuko, Raka Medagdik in Mishnas. Even though I have a large sukkah, I have space for the bed and for the table, and I don't have to take out, and I don't have notes. Still, even then, people are not sleeping in sukkah. That's what they are more like. So many generations earlier than the Mikola had it. He said, who sleeps in a sukkah? Like a mistake in the mitzvahs. But usually people don't. Aber Kechim, he slept in the sukkah. Doesn't matter. But he says that Raka Medakis in the Amorites already. So what is the whole tumult about us not sleeping? There are more already explained that even nowadays it's hard to take out the bed and to take in the tables. So this is what anyway. Even when you have space and you don't have to take out the bed in the day, few people don't. So that, but in any case, the reason, then people came and started, after all, that's for regular people, but we are the doctors in the mitzvahs. The whole ayah, we don't drink outside of the sukkah even a drop. Even when it's raining and pouring. So we are the doctors. So maybe we should also sleep there. I tell them, little Rebbe, wait a minute. There is a reason even of the Kabbalah not to do it. So, if you want to be a specimen doctor, don't try too much. The little Rebbe didn't come to say that we shouldn't do it, even though Shohanor says he should. Shohanor says that he didn't do it for hundreds of years earlier. Not only when it's cold. Not only when there is no space for a bed. Even when there is a space for a bed, a space for a table, people still didn't do it for hundreds of years. But we are medited with mitzvahs. As we see in Sifut Beis, the Chol HaMachzir HaLas Mishel Mishel Chutz HaSukah Asim HaMayim HaRizim Meshubah. So we are doing what's Meshubah. So we are Mahadar. So maybe we should be Mahadar in this too. So that's maybe the Rebbe, wait a minute, don't overdo it. Be mahadar and drinking till the end. And don't even drink even when it's raining and pouring. But sleeping, don't ever do it. Says the Shulchan Aruch not to do it, so don't do it.
I'm going to go to the hospital.